In today's Complaint Corner, Pokemon Detective Pikachu. This is Critically Complained. Hi, I'm Adam, and this is Steve, and we are reviewing Pokemon Detective Pikachu. So, I thought this movie was cute. What did you think, Steve?
I also thought it was cute, Adam.
So, like, obviously we're going to get into details, but yeah, before we get into spoilers or anything like that, I thought it was fun. I liked it. It wasn't, like, one of those movies that, like, you have to really think hard about. Like, it's just this fun little cute Pokemon. Well, yeah, but it was fun, and like, considering that I will say without any reservations whatsoever that this is the best video game movie we have ever gotten.
I don't know if this counts as a video game movie, Adam.
I don't know.
If anything,
it's
anime interpretation in a movie, which absolutely is the best version of that.
I mean, yeah, whether you consider it an anime movie or a Pokemon or a video game movie, either way, it's kind of both in some ways, but either way, this is the best version of both of those things, depending on what perspective you have, because this is good. It's perfectly acceptable and it's cute, and holy shit, they did such a good job with the Pokemon. They looked so good.
I mean, like, the Pikachu do look, or the Pokemon in general, I should say, do look pretty good when they're not being like Orwellian horrors. Yes, they do look pretty good.
I like that. I like when they're Orwellian. Like, I fucking loved, Gengar in the fight scene with Blastoise. Gengar looked creepy as fuck.
It's weird
how
he's non-corporeal, but, like, they still had to give him, like, a form, you know? Mm-hmm. So he looks like a balloon full of ghosts, you know?
Yes. Yeah, no, I thought, like, all of them. I can't think of a single Pokemon that I was like, oof, like, not a huge fan of that.
You mean, like,
I guess,
like, how they looked in the movie, or just, like...
Yeah, how they looked in the movie. Yeah, just on a purely visual standpoint.
Oh, I mean, like,
I think
the Mr. Mime
they did
is
a good job.
Weird. And I didn't really care
for the
Snubbull.
Oh, yeah, I guess the Snubbull was
But that's because
little,
I don't like Snubbull's design
weird.
Anyway, so I guess live-action Snubbull's not going to be better.
I think that they did a good... I think it was a good adaptation of Snubbull.
Oh, well, then,
but yeah, you're right,
I
don't like...
It was a very faithful recreation of the horribly designed Snubbull Pokemon.
Exactly.
So I can't
Steve.
Fault it for that. It's not the movie's fault.
No, it's not the movie's fault. And, like, I also loved that, like... Like, the first, like, chunk of the movie, like, you know, first he tries to catch the Cubone, and then he goes to Rhyme City, and, like, that first introduction to Rhyme City, where you're, like, seeing all these Pokemon in the background, there's so many Easter eggs. There's so many little things. Every fucking frame is just packed with Pokemon, just all over the place. I fucking love it. Like, it felt like a Pokemon world,
yeah,
you know
like
what I mean?
I like how there was kind of some small references to the show canon, like, the police had Growlithe, you know?
Mm-hmm,
it's like, oh,
mm-hmm.
That's cutesy. If you knew that already, that'd be a fun little thing for you to appreciate if you watched Pokemon before.
Yeah, like, I really feel like this movie feels like it was made by fans for fans. Like, the people who made this movie clearly gave a shit. Like, they actually, like, wanted to try to do this justice for nerds like us. And I appreciate
that. I would agree that it feels like it was made by fans, but I would say it feels like fan fiction. So,
Well, I could see that. I could see why you might think that it feels like fan fiction. I don't mind it. I think, as far as fan fiction goes, I think it's very good fan fiction.
Didn't have any Sonic in it.
Steve, that's not the kind of fan fiction we want.
Okay? Well, first of all, speak for yourself. That's the kind of fan fiction I want. It's the only kind of fan fiction that matters.
No, dude, I can see what you're saying, where it kind of felt like fan fiction at times, but I viewed that it didn't detract from the movie. It wasn't a bad thing. It was very fan servicey at times, but it never distracted from the story. And I was never, like, taken out of the moment. You know what I mean? Like, I was never like, Also, in a weird way, I kind of liked how dumb the plot was. Is that weird?
I mean, it's probably necessary.
Yeah, like, Pokemon, let's just be honest here. Pokemon, whether you're talking about the anime, or you're talking about the games, or whatever the fuck have you, is dumb. The plot is always dumb. Like no one is ever into Pokemon for the story. That's just not how it works. Like never.
Yeah, they're
ever
into it for the psychotic number crunching.
Yeah. They're into it. Yeah, exactly. They're into it for the most complicated math game of all time. They're into it because they like if you're like me, you're into it because you like cool animals that you can capture and make get bigger by making them fight. Like, that's why I'm into it. I just like cool animals. Mm-hmm. And animals that change over time.
Having
because
a team
that's
of
just
Pikachus
fucking neat.
You can teach Earthquake too. Sure. I know. I understand.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Why the fuck not?
Playing the
no, like,
X and Y with nothing but first gen Pokemon because it's the only generation that matters.
I completely disagree with you. Steve, you and I are so different when it comes to Pokemon in that
I'm sorry your experience is wrong.
But, you know. What I will do when I get a new Pokemon game is I will intentionally have a team of all new Pokemon because I want to have a new experience. I don't want to ever use a Pokemon that I have used in a team before.
Well, that's stupid because then you can't have a Charizard on your team.
No, not in my main
team.
Well,
then why
the
hell
are you playing
Pokemon?
But it's like my B team. My main team is always new stuff.
No,
always.
Here is the team that every Pokemon game should have. A, one Charizard. Yeah. B, one Mewtwo. C, anything else from the first generation.
I hate you. I just hope
sorry. C is Gengar, and D is Alakazam.
Okay, Gengar is badass as fuck. Why would I have an Alakazam and a Gengar?
Because
you
cool
pick
as fuck,
one
Adam,
or the other.
That's why it doesn't
you
matter.
You pick one or the other,
it doesn't
Steve.
Matter.
They have
it doesn't matter.
Ghost
cool.
types and ghost types and psychic types are too similar to be
it
used in the
matter,
same team.
Absolutely cool.
Not. No.
God.
Right, you are wrong, Steve.
No.
You are.
Are
wrong.
You gonna tell me that Brock and Misty are wrong because for only having one type of Pokemon? Of
that's
course
exactly
they are,
what
but
I
that's not the
you.
Point.
Okay, we're getting a little bit off track, just a wee bit. We're still on like in the right ballpark, but Detective Pikachu, this movie. I think that the biggest thing I loved about the movie, other than the Pokemon themselves, was Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu. I thought he was absolutely hilarious, like the whole way through. I liked him. Ryan Reynolds is awesome.
Ryan
I love him as Deadpool.
Playing Pikachu.
Yeah,
oh,
Ryan
fine.
Reynolds
that
playing.
Fine.
No, that's what I mean. I'm talking about Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu. Oh, you're talking. Okay, spoiler alert. You're talking about when it is actual Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, oh my god,
end.
That killed the entire movie for me.
Really?
Yeah,
oh no, 100%. I actually. I thought that was a good twist.
No.
I liked that.
No. That was super stupid.
Though I do think it's weird now. Like, if they were to make a sequel, and I don't know if they will, hopefully they do, but if they were to make a sequel. You can't have Detective Pikachu again because unless Mewtwo were to combine them again, like it would be weird, you know.
That's why
like,
it's
that,
stupid.
That is kind
of
dumb.
Not because of the sequel hook that they can't have. It's because the entire character Detective Pikachu doesn't exist.
Yeah,
that's it's so stupid.
True.
Like, what if that you were going through a game or a movie or something? And it turns out that whoops! Like, what if you're playing? Or while you're watching Batman and Robin, and then it turns out that Robin was actually just some random school kid with the ghost of somebody else inside. That'd be super stupid.
It would be kind of dumb. I will admit that I didn't love it. See, what I would have done is, like, do the same idea in that, like, you know, it's two, you know, it's his dad and Pikachu combined.
No, that was stupid.
But
too.
Have it so that, no, I'm okay with that as a concept, no. But have it be that Mewtwo can't undo it or else the dad will die. That's how I would do it. Like, he has to stay a Pikachu. Like, he learns who he was, but that doesn't change. But he has to stay as
no,
a Pikachu.
No, that's even dumber.
And I would prefer that
hey,
over
Dad, I'm
over
gonna go
what
out
we got.
It's like, don't you make me come up there. No. That's so No. Pikachu has to be either a Pikachu or he has to be nothing. Like, what if Ash's Pikachu was just a guy? What if, oh my god, Ash's Pikachu is Professor Oak's kid trapped in a Pikachu?
Whoa, yeah. Steve.
That's why he had the special Pokeball with a little lightning bolt on it hidden away from all the other trainers.
Maybe.
There you go.
I have to be honest, Steve. I didn't even know that that was a thing. I have not seen the anime,
oh.
At least not the first
okay.
episode.
Okay, well, there you
so.
Go.
Well, I've seen
the
some
only
of the
reason
anime,
that
but
Ash
I've always...
got Pikachu is because all three other ones were already taken.
Of course it was, because Ash is completely fucking
well, he showed up late for the Pokemon getting, so he got nothing, and then... Professor Oak was like, oh, well, you know, I got this one, but it's pretty angry all the time. And he's like, I'll take it. And then it shocks him the first time they meet and continuously well, after that.
Yep.
Until he saves it from the Spearow, obviously. Anyway. Or Spearow?
Obviously.
It might have been Spearow. whatever. It was one of the two. I don't remember anymore. The point is that Pikachu's a Pikachu and Ryan Reynolds is Ryan Reynolds. The only acceptable compromise is if the Danny DeVito came out of that Pikachu, but it actually has to be real Danny DeVito then. It can't be Danny DeVito playing a character. I want actual Danny DeVito to be this kid's dad and Pikachu. Then I'd be fine with it.
Okay.
Not even in a character.
Well,
just popping out wearing a big M&M shirt.
That would be interesting, to say the least, Steve. I didn't hate that twist. I thought it was good in the sense that it made sense. Like, it's like, oh, that's why this Pikachu is so different from everybody else. That's why this Pikachu can talk.
But it can't
Though,
talk.
I did think it was
it still
weird.
Only talks to the kid.
But and the only reason it did is because he inhaled that weird purple gas stuff.
Okay, but other people inhaled the purple gas too, and they couldn't understand Pikachu.
Maybe it's because they have a family connection, like they are like related.
Well,
I don't know. I did think that that could have been better explained as to why this kid only can understand what Pikachu
really
is saying.
Explained. They could have just had him be able to talk to this Pikachu for no reason. I would have been fine with that.
Really? I don't
Ash
know.
Talks
I mean,
to his
I would have been okay.
There's no reason for that.
Whoa! Ash can't understand
yes,
his
he
Pikachu.
Can.
That is no, he cannot.
Yes, he can.
Seriously?
Yes.
That's fucking stupid. I hate that even more. I hate the anime even more now. Thank you,
well,
Steve.
Well, it doesn't translate to, like, real words, but, like, he can convey a specific thought. Like, you know, he could be like, oh, what's that, Pikachu? And then Pikachu points at something and says Pika a bunch, and he's like, oh, okay, you want me to do that? And it's like, okay. He can understand. He can communicate with the Pikachu. Now,
well, okay, but
they did do
like
that one episode in the most recent anime where Pikachu actually talked, and that was stupid. But I don't think that is how it's supposed to be every time.
Okay. Well, I hate it.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
I hate you.
Okay, I mean,
no,
the
I don't.
Pokemon anime is not good, so I don't feel bad about
No, it's
that.
Not. It has never been
I don't have personal attachment to that one. That's fine.
You have a personal attachment to the Pokemon anime. Don't give me that bullshit.
I mean, but it's bad, though. I don't mind. Like, that's what you could call bad. It's fine. It's factually true.
Are you not the person who, like, loves Butterfree exclusively because of the anime?
Yeah,
because
Butterfree's fucking rad.
No, he's not, Steve.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's. It's
yes,
a fucking butterfly. It's a butterfly.
It's a butterfly that has psychic moves. Excuse me. And he went to go
it's
find love, and it was very sad, and he was Ash's second Pokemon. It was a very big deal.
Uh-huh. And then Ash had to get rid of it.
No,
do you know why Ash had to get rid of
he
it? Because it sucked,
to follow
Steve.
The Butterfree
it's because
swarm
it sucked.
To go with the shiny Butterfree to find Butterfree love, you cur.
It's because it sucked,
no,
Steve.
No, it didn't suck.
And because
probably one
Butterfree
of things
is everybody's second Pokemon, and at a certain point in the game, you have to get rid of Butterfree. Why? Because Butterfree sucks, Steve.
Every party has a Butterfree in it.
Not mine. What? My party has a Butterfree in it through, like, the first, maybe second gym, and then I replace that shit with something good.
Because you don't love your Pokemon.
Oh, I love my Pokemon.
No, you don't. You wouldn't
just
replace
not
them.
That Pokemon.
Or you wouldn't replace them.
Not, I don't replace my starter because I love my starter. Mm-hmm. I don't love Butterfree.
And your starter is a Charizard, okay. As we've previously discussed.
I mean, it's Charizard, or sometimes if I'm feeling,
no.
If I'm feeling weird.
You get a Charizard.
No.
You name
Blastoise is cool. Blastoise has two fucking guns coming out of his back.
Yeah, good
okay,
for him.
Steve?
Is he a dragon? No.
No,
well,
he's a giant ass turtle.
So shut up.
I think we can all agree, Steve, that Venusaur is the worst.
Yes,
can we
Venusaur
just agree?
Is the worst, and Charizard is the best, okay. Hands down, because he's a goddamn dragon. I don't care what the typing says, he's a dragon. And I'm pretty sure we can all agree that Godzilla is cooler than that stupid turtle kaiju. Friend to all animals,
I mean,
or whatever his name is.
Okay. Well, yeah, but that's different.
No, it's not.
Charizard is not the same as Godzilla. Not the same.
Fine,
not
King Ghidorah, fine.
Okay. Well... That's actually a decent comparison. But shut up, Steve.
Yeah, so the takeaway is Charizard.
Okay, the takeaway is Detective Pikachu.
Oh yeah, we're still
cute.
Talking about that. I forgot.
That's what we're talking about. Another thing that I liked was I liked Mewtwo. And I liked that it was the Mewtwo from the fucking movie.
Yeah, I
like
that part.
It was
at
not
least it was the same Mewtwo. That was a fun little nod for the rest of us to enjoy.
Yeah,
so that means
I liked
that at the
that.
Very least, Giovanni exists in this world.
Yes,
at the very
that is
least.
True.
Now,
there's
Ash
a lot of
and
things.
Them
like,
don't necessarily have to exist, but Mewtwo. But
I would argue
Giovanni
they kind of do.
Exist.
I would argue they kind of do have to exist. Like we're, I think we're operating under the assumption that the other Pokemon, like mythos, like the other movies and shit, exist. Like the other realms exist. Like they mention the Kanto region. Yeah. There's like a thing in the background that says something about Sinnoh.
I mean, it's definitely
like,
there the are same regions. World, certainly. But just, whether those specific characters exist in it or not is still up to debate because they're never mentioned.
Fine.
Like we don't ever hear about like the Pewter City Gym or anything. You know, it's
Why would you mention those three kids
well,
who
not
travel
them
around
specifically,
doing?
But I mean, like we never hear about like you know world class scientist Professor Oak or other Professor Trees. You know, something
well,
to tie those people together because Professor Oak lives in Palatown. That's about as close as you're going to get to a no name like Ash. So, I mean, that's about as good as it gets. But anyway, yes, I assume that they might exist, but. If they don't exist, Mewtwo should still be evil. So,
yeah,
who knows?
That's true. No, I am operating the assumption that they do exist. That this is a world where Ash and company do exist, and this is just like another, like you know, what ninth region? Like that's what Rhyme City is.
Well,
it's somewhere
to me,
else.
And I was talking about this after I saw it. I feel like this movie takes place. You saw Legend of Korra, right?
Yeah, it's basically
just the city from that. It's just where all the Pokemon people come to live together instead of living in the woods.
Sure.
But, you know, instead of living
in
different
nations,
which
is true.
They just
like,
live in one big city and happily live together. Kumbaya.
Oh, I see. So it's like a almost like a capital of like the Pokemon world or whatever.
Yeah.
That's
like
an interesting idea. I'm down with that because it does seem like they have like Pokemon from like every fucking generation.
Yeah.
Like there's no.
And also they people live with the Pokemon in the city, whereas that doesn't seem to be the case, or at least that's what they said wasn't the case in the previous.
No, yeah.
Talk about it. They were like, yeah, instead of fucking around in the woods like an animal, you can live in a city with your Pokemon, and everybody gets a PokePal.
Which I really like because Pokemon have been proven time and time again to be at least mostly intelligent. Like they're like. They're like hyper intelligent dogs.
Yep.
So like it feels kind of awful to just like have them just be off on their own living in the woods when it's just like, hey, they're competent enough to like be traffic cops. So let's have them do that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like it's like why not?
Yes, it does seem the Pokemon do have like jobs in the city, or they just kind of fuck around there like the Apom were doing. They were just kind of there. But like I feel like if everybody in this town got a Pokemon, as that seems to be the case. Everybody just has like one Pokemon in this city. That
it has like a partner Pokemon.
Yeah, which seems odd in a world where you don't actually have to battle people anymore. I mean, that still goes on, but like if you're just living in the city, like you're a baker or something, what do you need a Pokemon for? But if everyone does have one, and there are also Pokemon that just run wild in this city, there must be like so many goddamn Pokemon here. And like the streets must be so full of Poke shit. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. That is definitely something. Like, I wonder if there's, like, a whole subsection of Pokemon whose job is it to exclusively pick up poop. There has to be, right?
I imagine that at night they just send out, like, a herd of Grimers to absorb all of that, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, like, they're it's, like, required.
Actually.
Like, yeah, it's kind of insane.
Machamp has underwear on, like a boxing getup. Does he have a butt crack? Mm-hmm. And also, is it inside his underwear, or is his underwear part of his body?
I don't know that. I don't know, Steve. That's a great question. I mean, do the Pokemon, like, the Pokemon don't have, like, genitals
but
at all that we've ever seen.
But they reproduce by eggs, so they must have cloacas.
I don't know what that is. I have to be
it's
honest.
It's that hole that, birds have.
Is that a, okay. Well, I kind of assumed that, but I wasn't 100% sure. So, interesting. So, all the Pokemon, including, like, the mammal-like Pokemon, have...
Well, there are no mammal Pokemon. Or they're all mammals that lay eggs, like platypuses.
Platypi. Come on,
okay.
Steve.
You know what? That's a good question, too. Can you eat a Pokemon egg?
Actually, I mean, while we're on the subject, like, since they, like, you know, Pokemon are partners, and, like, they live in the city, and a lot of them have jobs, do they eat the Pokemon, or no? Is that not
See,
that
I don't
not
think you do, because I think... It's like in the Pokemon anime where they kind of, well, they never really address it, but I think you just eat real animals, like actual ones.
Are there actual animals? We never saw any.
I think so.
Like, is everyone vegetarian in this world?
I mean,
like,
I doubt
like,
it.
Is it but what about the Pokemon that are carnivores? Like, there are, definitely are some that eat other Pokemon.
Like what?
That isn't that... Well, that big Tyrannosaurus Rex dinosaur Pokemon.
Now,
I'm sure that's
a
carnivore.
Do you know that's carnivorous, or do you just assume so because it's...
I'm assuming.
See,
I'm assuming.
Well,
you're
see,
right.
We can't assume that because we have no
okay,
idea.
No, I definitely know that at least at some point in the Pokedex entries, they mention how, like, some Pokemon are, like, the prey of other Pokemon.
I mean, they do mention that. So maybe Pokemon eat other Pokemon, but I don't know if people eat Pokemon. Like, is there a ranch somewhere, like a Poke McDonald's that eats nothing but milk tanks and shit like that?
But, like, think about it, though, because, like, if you have, like Sharpedo, mm-hmm. I'm assuming, is a carnivore. Like, it eats
something. I would assume,
you know,
as well.
So, but if you have Sharpedo as a partner Pokemon, which would be weird.
Stupid, because you're on land, you idiot.
But whatever, let's just make the argument. If you have Sharpedo as a partner Pokemon, do you have to, like, feed it other Pokemon? Can you capture other people's Pokemon and feed it to yours?
No, I imagine it works much like pet stores do, where they sell, like, rats and stuff for really cheap for the sole purpose of being fed to other things. Which means there is probably quite the market of Rattatas that have nothing to do but get fed to larger Pokemon.
Do you ever notice how our reviews aren't really so much reviews and more of just our just explaining and exploring how the world would work? We do this a lot.
Yes, I have noticed that. Kind of, well, that's because if we just talked about how I feel about the movie, Adam, I would have told you that I didn't much care for it.
Oh, really? You didn't like
it? Not really.
Oh, man. I liked it.
I know.
Lots
of other people did, too. And I'll admit, it's much better than I thought it was going to be, because I was expecting a hot garbage fire, so I'm glad that it wasn't
Seriously?
A hot garbage fire. Yes, of course I was.
What the fuck, man? Come on. I remember watching the trailer, and you and I were both, like, intrigued and,
yes,
like, wanted to watch it.
As I have stated many times, Adam, you can't be too excited about things and assume they will fail. And it didn't fail, I guess, but okay, all right, well, I'll just dive into my problems with it then.
Go for it.
Number
for
one, I was never for any second in the story. I was always an outside observer. They never once drew me in, because I did not buy for a second this narrative.
Okay.
What was the
goal? The goal,
like,
was
I'm not
to,
trying to be like
to
snipey
out,
or whatever. I'm
what
actually just kind of
curious.
What are
you fucking talking about? Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to defend this movie for a second here. The goal was very simple. We have to figure out what happened to this kid's dad.
Yeah, but okay.
Like,
but
it's
the,
a mystery.
The thing changed like three times. Like,
well, yeah, it's a
it was,
mystery that has twists and turns,
bro.
It was, come
they
on.
Just changed the mystery. Because at first, it was like, hey, we got to find your dad because I got a thing in my hat that's got his name on it, so let's go do that. Then it changed to, we got to get Pikachu's memory back. Then it changed to, we got to find this Mewtwo. And it was there was just never really a good reason for any of that for me.
I don't agree.
That's fine.
I wasn't engaged. It felt very much like a video game plot line. It's like, you know, you get a basic goal, and then you go there, you figure out something, and then that leads, and then that gives you a clue to something else, and then you follow that trail, and like it felt like a detective story. Like, I read plenty of those, so like that's what it felt like to me. It's like, okay, we gotta go. We have a clue. We're gonna go there. That gives us another clue and like a new mystery. Then we gotta follow that and see where that goes. Then we gotta, you know, and it just keeps going on and on and on until you find out that, you know, what's his face is trying to control Mewtwo,
no,
so we can control
that,
everybody.
But at the end of that, it should all lead to what the actual surprise was, and they basically stopped looking for the kid's dad up until the Mewtwo thing, when Mewtwo was like, surprise, you've been Ryan Reynolds the whole time. And it's like,
well, no, they had to, they were still looking for his dad, but all they knew is that Mewtwo like took the dad, and so they're like, well, we don't know what the fuck happened here, but so we have to find Mewtwo. And then Mewtwo was captured, and then they found out that there's this bad guy trying to do evil things with Mewtwo, and they had to take care of that. It was all related to the same central idea.
I just wasn't engaged. It wasn't very interesting. I didn't really care for the protagonist.
Agree.
He was not that interesting to me.
I would agree with that, actually. I
enjoyed Pikachu, Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu. He was fun. He was kind of cool. I did not enjoy the villain.
Fair enough.
Me and everybody else who's ever seen a movie picked out the villain pretty much immediately. It was obviously the wheelchair guy.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
It was very obvious.
Yeah, and it's like, okay.
Did you predict that one lady with the glasses and the pink gloves was Ditto? Because no. I didn't. I actually was surprised by that.
Yeah, I wasn't paying that much attention, honestly. So, no, I didn't actually figure that one out because I didn't care. I knew he had a Ditto, and I saw it turn into a guy that one time. But I was like, whatever. Fuck it. Maybe just Ditto just does that in this world. Although, that was a genetically engineered Ditto. So, I guess that isn't a thing Ditto can do. Although, that Ditto still had the stupid Ditto face instead of
it did.
The actual Ditto transformation, which, you know, Dittos are supposed to be able to do. It was just that one Ditto in the show that one time that couldn't do it properly. And now that's become,
it,
like, the flagship Ditto.
I like that. I liked that the thing couldn't, like, change its eyes because it was A, creepy as fuck.
It sure was.
And B, it was, like, a good clue as to, like, why is this guy always covering his eyes and shit? Like, well, it was, I mean, it was a nice little,
okay,
like,
but did
mini
you notice
mystery.
The guy was covering his eyes all the time until he was revealed as Ditto? And you're like, oh, that makes sense.
Well, yeah, that's a good twist. It's a good,
I mean,
that's why
it's fine, I guess. It's just really weird to look at. But I didn't like the villain. I didn't like his evil plot of trying to evolve. He's basically just a guy who works for Umbrella Corps, except that he didn't use a T-virus. He used Mewtwo instead. And
see,
I don't like how the evil angry gas was made out of, like, I don't know, Mewtwo's BO or something. And it makes Pokemon angry. That's fine. I can live with that part. I don't care about that. The problem that I have is that Mewtwo miraculously has the power to combine Pokemon and people, which, by the way, what? But also, that he can only do it when they're in an enraged state, and I don't understand why that matters.
Okay, I'll concede that that's kind of dumb. That's just like, it's just because they wanted to have that whole, you know, crazy evil Apon thing happen.
Yes,
like,
that, yes.
Like,
I don't,
they just,
I don't
they
mind
wanted
the
an excuse
the gas
to have
makes
an action
them crazy.
Scene.
I don't mind that part. I mind the fact that it exists solely because Mewtwo can apparently only combine people when under the influence of rage or whatever, and they had to manufacture a plot point to explain their own plot point when they could have just not done that. Like,
I mean,
Mewtwo,
I do
this
think
whole
that you could...
thing could have worked fine if Mewtwo could just always do that, and they just needed to get Mewtwo to do it. Like, the angry gas thing could have been fine too, but these are separate plot points that did not need to be interconnected. Like, that could have just been, like, steroids that they could have been selling made for Mewtwo to fund the research to pay for Mewtwo or something. Like, that could have been fine. There's just no reason to combine the two elements. It didn't make any sense.
Fair enough. That's true. Like, it didn't, that didn't need to be done.
Also,
it was an excuse just to have some action scenes.
It was.
So,
yes.
Fine.
Also,
fine.
So that goo is made from Mewtwo, yes? Or the gas or whatever?
Yes.
We saw them doing that? How come they needed to use the gas on Mewtwo to brain fuse with him? And also, how come it worked?
That is also a good question. That's
like,
that's
that doesn't
fair.
Make any sense. Like,
that's like taking Mewtwo's BO and then, like, making him smell it, and it makes him go crazy.
Yeah.
And it's,
I mean,
like,
everybody loves to smell their own BO. That's just science. So
yes, it is. Absolutely.
So, like, it
yes.
shouldn't have made, it doesn't make any sense. And if, like, you're like, no, it's not BO. It's a chemical from his body. And it's like, you know, like how scorpions aren't immune to their own venom. But it's like, no, because no, that's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I did think it was a little dumb. It was convenient, is what
it
was.
It's
there
not
was
like
a lot
Mewtwo
of
just
conveniences.
Exudes purple mist all the time. They, like, extracted that from some kind of, like, chemical reaction or something. That's like Mewtwo blood or something. And you can't aerosol somebody with their own blood and infect them with something. So, I
will admit that the story in general was kind of dumb, very cheesy, and had some weird things that, like, was just like, oh, okay, I guess that's how that works. However, in its defense, that to me was almost like a Pokemon staple. Like, Pokemon villains and games and all of that always have cheesy villains. It always has, like, dumb plot ideas. Like,
right,
you know,
but most
how...
of the time when it's a dumb plot idea, it's like, I'm going to get this legendary to take over the world somehow.
Oh, okay, whoa, that is such a... I mean, yes, that's usually the ultimate goal, but there's so all kinds of complicated bullshit.
Okay, there's some
I'm
different
get this
philosophies
legendary,
sometimes.
I'm going to get this legendary so I can go back in time to, like, do stupid bullshit
to
and
take
I can control all of time and space. You know, and
yes.
take over the world. I'm gonna, like, get these four legendaries because they're cool and because it'll let me take over the world. Like,
yes,
yeah,
I'm
you're
going
right
to get
it's...
Kyogre because he's the guy that my group decided we were gonna emulate ourselves after.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Kyogre because I like water.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even though all of my Pokemon are fucking Mighty Annas or whatever, I'm gonna go get a Kyogre. But yes...
Yeah,
I will stipulate that the Pokemon stories are stupid, and yes, this is a child's movie, and that's fine and everything. I don't care that it's a kid movie and it's not appealing to my adult sensibilities. But most of the time, the stupid plots are at least straightforward in the sense that, okay, I get it, this guy wants to get the powerful thing to have power, and I understand that. But But this guy wanted to, like, get the Pokemon to use the hitherto unmentioned superpower of that Pokemon to combine people with the Pokemon to profit somehow. Like, yeah, it was to make humanity better or whatever, but it's like, at some point there has to be a goal for this guy, and there wasn't really one other than his legs work again.
Sure, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna keep fighting you on this. His goal was he didn't want to die. He had, like,
yeah,
cancer,
that's fine,
degenerative,
but why did
whatever.
He want to upgrade everybody else and put them in Psyducks?
Because
and shit?
He was like a megalomaniac who, like, thought that he was helping people by helping them become even better.
Yeah, I know,
and even
Jurassic
stronger.
Park, and they're like
it,
awesome.
He was trying to he was trying to evolve the human
yeah,
race.
I understand.
Is it
that,
dumb?
But
I think that is very much in line with, like, some of the other, like, villains' plans throughout the other Pokemon movies. I think it is very much in that same realm. Like, it's like, I'm gonna destroy, you know, I'm going to take over the world, I'm going to have everything be water because that's the way things should be.
Okay, fine,
I'm going
to
turn everyone into a Pokemon because that makes them better.
But why,
like,
did it specifically have to be that?
It didn't have to be. I think you're nitpicking, dude. I think you're being way too picky about that one thing.
Well, no, like, it's a pretty important
thing.
It was the entire climax of the movie.
It is the entire climax of the movie, and I have no... Okay, Steve, if you could be a fucking Charizard, would you?
No.
Really?
Yes.
You wouldn't?
Yes. No.
Bullshit! I would want to be a fucking Charizard if I could. That would be awesome.
You can't,
like,
ever swim
again. If I can turn into a superpowered fucking animal and fly around and shoot lasers out of my face, do you really think I would say no? Like... And this guy thinks that he's helping people. Like,
okay,
he thinks
but he's
that
not
everyone
helping
wants
most people.
What he wants.
Like, a lot of people got to be fucking retardos.
Actually, speaking, while we're on that subject, there was something I was thinking about and I thought was kind of funny after the fact. So, when Mewtwo combined Pikachu and Ryan Reynolds, mm-hmm. They lost their memory. They got amnesia,
yep.
Right? So, like, they had no memory. They have no idea what the fuck's going on. Like, it's Ryan Reynolds' personality inside of Pikachu, and he has no fucking concept of, like, anything that happened.
Yeah.
Is that true of everybody else who also got combined with their Pokemon?
No, because just... Psyduck remembered who she was.
Well, I mean, but why? Well, like,
because it was a glaring plot hole. That's why.
It's not a glaring plot
yes,
hole,
it is.
Steve. For God's sake. It's a convenience, and that was not something that they, like, made clear. Like, what, you mean when they unseparated? Like, yeah, Psyduck remembered her after that.
Pikachu went to the Psyduck in the street that had the girl inside it, and they talked to it, and it was like, hey, is that you in there? Yes, it's me. I'm a Psyduck now, and also go save my friend, boyfriend, love interest,
that.
Neighbor, whatever. And Pikachu was like, you got
that.
It, Chief. That totally 100% happened. Everybody who was Pikachu-ified on the streets knew who they were inside that Pokemon. So it only happened to Pikachu to make the movie happen.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Maybe it's because the Ryan Reynolds character was, like, injured, and so, like, it was a traumatic process to fuse them, but they didn't explain that in the movie, so, all right,
well,
yeah, that's
they
a plot
kinda
hole.
Did, but
that's
they didn't, because Mewtwo was like, you will have no memories, but you will live on inside this Pikachu, but they don't explain why he doesn't have memories, just that he won't, whereas
yeah,
everybody else
true.
Didn't seem to have that issue, because I guess maybe Mewtwo was being a dick.
Maybe? I don't know. That's okay, fine, it's a plot hole, Steve. I forgive the movie for having a plot hole. Like, that's okay. A lot of movies have plot holes. It happens sometimes. It's okay.
I mean,
to me, that one brief scene of Pikachu interacting with the combined Psyduck and them talking is not a big enough deal. Like, they could
you
just
brought
cut
it
out.
Up.
I know I did, but you're acting like it's the end of the world now. I just thought it was an
I'm
amusing
just telling
idea.
You what happened.
Uh huh. All right. I think that you don't know how to not be nitpicky and angry about everything.
I mean.
That's,
yeah,
that's my. Duh. That's what I think.
I think
why
you
can't
mean
you just
correct,
let things be,
Adam.
I think you just can't let things be, Steve.
I can
just
enjoy things. I thought I said it was fine.
Okay. Well, you did in the beginning, and then you said, but you also didn't like it
no,
very
no, no.
much.
You said
like...
it was cute. I said it was cute. I agreed with you that it was cute. I never said I liked
that's
it.
True.
I just said it was cute. I think it's fine. Mm. It was a perfectly satisfactory Pokemon-themed movie, and that's. That's all there can be about it, because it didn't excite me. And also, the girl, why was she there?
Okay, yeah, that one, I didn't like the girl
She's
at all. I did
really
not.
Awkwardly out of place. Like, did you feel it when you were watching the movie? Like, you don't belong here. Why?
Her first scene was awful. The scene where she's like, you know, I'm a hard hitting goddamn journalist, and you know, everyone's got to treat me right. Yeah, but I only write blog posts right now.
Yeah, like, for the first 5-10 minutes after I saw that, I was racking my brain like, which character from the show is this? Because I thought it had to be one with that kind of like introduction. I was like, okay, this has to be somebody we're supposed to know, but it wasn't. It was just some person who was there.
She was probably awkward
and like didn't do anything for anybody.
Also, I also just didn't think she was that amazing in general. Like, I guess she was like, she was kind of cute, but like, she didn't really do anything other than like keep pushing the protagonist to keep doing things. I think she contributed like what, 2 or 3 times?
I mean,
like, otherwise she just kind of followed along.
Actually, now I'm trying to think of a thing she did specifically, and there really wasn't any, because she didn't have any information on the place they went together until the guy showed up.
I think that she was the one who figured out where the research facility or whatever was. She did that. She was the one who figured out
where
it was.
I guess so, yeah. But she didn't really majorly help, I don't think.
And I guess in the beginning, like when in her first scene, she introduced the idea to the protagonist that there was more to his dad's death than meets the eye. But no, wait, honestly, you don't even need that scene, because like right after that, he finds a Pikachu, and like the Pikachu does that for him.
Yeah,
so,
really,
yeah, no, you didn't
really
even need
she
that.
Didn't have to show up at all in the beginning, and probably not even at the end, but definitely not in the beginning, because you didn't know there was supposed to be intrigue until it was proven to him slightly after that point. So like,
unless I'm forgetting something, I really think the only time she contributed to the plot was when she found the secret government facility or whatever, but they could have found another way to do that. Like, I would be perfectly okay with, like, her just not being in the movie. Like, she just... The only thing that she contributed to the movie that I liked was having Ryan Reynolds make fun of the kid for being really bad at flirting.
Yeah,
that was the
also,
only contribution.
That whole thing confuses me, because... Okay, well, in the end, when he's fighting the Ditto version of her, he's like, I'm not afraid to hit the girl I'm very attracted to, or whatever. Was like, but prior to that, I'm like, these people have no chemistry. I didn't even realize
they
were supposed to be romantically interesting.
I got the sense that he was kind of romantically interested.
I mean, yeah, he saw a female and he got a boner, but like, that was as far as that went, as far as I was concerned. Like,
yeah, and like, it didn't seem like she had really any romantic interest in him from where I was sitting. It just seemed like he was a means to an end. She wanted the story.
I mean, basically,
and he was,
and like, yeah, like, I guess they got a little chummier towards the end, but they didn't have like the I was totally expecting it at the end, the like, hey, we're together now, best friends, lovers kiss thing at the end. They just usually do in movies. And we didn't even have that. So I was really confused at the end. I was like, I was expecting that to happen, and it didn't.
Didn't she say something like, you know, something about a date? Am
I
wrong? I
don't think that happened.
I can't remember. Did they?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Even if it did, it doesn't really matter, because they have the chemistry of things that don't have chemistry. I couldn't think of an analogy in time. But
they have the chemistry of Daenerys Targaryen and Jon Snow.
There you go. That's a good one.
Oh, we'll get to that next week, everybody. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Can't wait to open that
but
can.
Anyway.
Works. Anyway, I really did not care for her one bit. She did nothing for me at all in the movie, and I would have been fine if she just never was there. I mean, the protagonist wasn't that great either, but she really did not need to be there. Like, 100% absentee would have been fine.
I was okay with the protagonist. I didn't, like, care that much about him, but I thought he was fine. Like, I thought he was a satisfying reason for the plot to continue. Like, I didn't, like, he was fine, as is. I didn't, whatever. But I really, really didn't care for her. I just felt like she just ate up screen time. Like, just, and it's like, you know, I would rather just have, you know, more scenes of Pikachu and the kid, because those are way more entertaining than, like, this weird, awkward, almost romance that was very poorly handled.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like her. I did not like her.
So actually, hang on. So back to this protagonist here. I have more questions about the world. So, like, he's... I think they said earlier, like everybody, he wanted to be a Pokemon trainer, like probably every single person on Earth in this universe.
Always. Yeah. Yeah.
And then for some reason that just didn't work out, and now he works in finance or insurance or something now, which fine. I mean, the world needs those two. Not every 10-year-old can go off and be a Pokemon master. Like, somebody's got to get a real job or the world can't progress. But, like, I'm wondering why it is that it didn't work out. Did they ever explain that one?
I think that the idea was that after his mom died, he, like, lost interest. He, like, lost a lot of passion. And I also think that, like, so his dad left to go and spend all his time with this, with his Pokemon, and spend all his time working for the Pokemon police. And I just feel like he just felt really alone, and like he.
But
and,
all the
like,
more
he,
reason to have a Pokemon companion, no?
I mean, like, he felt alone, and he felt, and I think in some way he blamed his dad's Pokemon for taking him away from him. You know, I think that's what they were going for.
Oh, because that really didn't come across so great.
It didn't come across
like,
great.
I think it was just him trying to catch the Cubone because he needs a Pokemon for whatever reason, but like. Actually, yeah. You know what? In this world, it seems like everybody still starts their Pokemon journey at 10, but that his friend or whatever was definitely not 10, and he hadn't left for his Pokemon journey yet. So, like...
But they also mentioned that he was one of the last people to leave. Like,
right, but I mean...
He was, like, the only
one
left.
It was, like, years. And like, I can understand waiting till next year, like, when, you know, like if you're a kid with a late birthday and you got to start kindergarten a year later or something, but, like... If you're supposed to leave at 11, this guy was leaving at like 18. Like,
yeah, something like that.
Like, did he just pick out a Pokemon in time, or couldn't decide for 8 years?
I think it might have been that he was waiting for his friend to get a Pokemon, and so that they could go together, and that's why he was encouraging him so much to get like the Cubone in the beginning.
Yeah, maybe.
But like, and he kept waiting and waiting and waiting, and it was just like, dude, I can't, you know, like, let's go. Mm-hmm. I want to do this with you. This is something you wanted to do. You love Pokemon. Let's go. I think a very simple way for them to have, like, fleshed out the main character and given him a reason why he didn't want to be a Pokemon master anymore was just to have, like, a very quick scene with him and his mom in, like, a flashback, and how, like, let's just say his mom was a Pokemon trainer, and his mom was the one who's encouraging him to, like, go and be a Pokemon master, and then after she died, it's like he couldn't do that without being reminded of her. Like, that would have been a very easy way to do that.
Yeah, I suppose.
My opinion.
Well, like, actually, you know
I would
what?
Believe that.
After his mom died and his dad was never around, I think being a Pokemon master was the best thing for him, because he was probably homeless at that point.
Well, no,
he,
was
oh, he had, like,
his
the grandma,
grandma,
the aunt or something, didn't he? Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
Actually,
had
you
the
know
grandma.
What? Here's a follow-up question. Is there some kind of financial aid for Pokemon trainers?
That's a great
because
question.
Because they
no
can't
idea.
Be making money out there in the wild, and they got to buy Pokeballs and sleeping bags and granola bars somehow. So, like, what do they
That's
do for
question.
Cash?
I have no idea.
You know? Like, what's a loan
I
look
mean,
like in the Pokemon
we
world?
Know from the, we know from the games that whenever when you engage in a Pokemon battle, whoever wins gets money from his opponent.
Yeah, but that seems really bogus if you're just starting out, because you have no way to make money. And you, like, so if two kids leave town, different towns, and they meet each other with $10 in hand, and that's all the money they brought in their Pokemon journey, and they have the fight with their two Weedles or whatever, and guy A beats guy B, so now he has $20, and that kid starves to death. Is that how we do it? Is it survival of the fittest in the Pokemon world? Like, if you
maybe
don't make it as a Pokemon trainer, you fucking
maybe,
die?
Maybe Pokemon is like golf, in that you can only play it if you're rich. Maybe that's how it is. Like, you need to have the money to invest in, like, equipment and Pokeballs and
I mean,
all that
maybe,
shit.
But if that's the case, then, like, there should be a hell of a lot less Pokemon trainers out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know,
Or maybe,
Steve,
like, being a Pokemon trainer is not the same as wandering around and being a Pokemon Yahoo. Like what Ash is
like
doing,
Ash,
where you just, like, fuck around in the woods and catch whatever Pokemon you want. Like, maybe Ash comes from, like, a super rich family. We just don't know it. You know? Like, maybe. But, I mean, maybe regular people have to, like, get real jobs and maybe catch Pokemon on the side, like pets. And maybe that's why everybody in this city only has one. Maybe you can really only afford to have one Pokemon, like one dog or something, if you're a real person. Maybe it's, like, the insane 1% of the Pokemon world that's like, yeah, I got a lot of money to blow. Let's just go camp and catch wild animals. See what happens. It's like big game hunting, except instead of shooting giraffes in the face, you go and catch fire ponies. For sports.
No, I think that that's probably true.
Okay, so Ash is a hidden millionaire, or you know, a son of a millionaire, because we don't know what happened to his dad.
And he's also immortal because he, like, never ages, so.
That's
he's
true. A, well, no, he's an he immortal saw Ho-Oh vampire. In the first episode, and he wished to be young forever.
Yeah,
or he's in a coma, one of those two things.
I would sooner believe the coma.
Which would explain why he doesn't need any money, because he should have starved to death years
ago. It's like some crazy, trippy dream that he's having.
Unless
really sad.
Fruit in the Pokemon world is bountiful enough on every single tree and every single Pokepath where you can just walk down any dirt road and nourish yourself to your content by picking pears or something.
Maybe food is free.
Well, healthcare in the Pokemon world is free.
Yeah, it's true.
Actually, no. Hang on a minute. No. Pokemon healthcare is free. Do people still have to pay for healthcare? Like, do people get, like, if I get beaten to death by a, you know, like a rabid Growlithe or something, do I have to go to the hospital and pay real life money to have that fixed, or can they just patch me up for free? Or can they stick me on the Poke machine and just heal me? Because that would be amazing. Then there's really no need for money anymore. If you can eat anything and just heal yourself from any kind of ailment by sitting on a beeping thing for a few seconds, then there's nothing else to do with life except catch Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Except people have real jobs. All right,
any last thoughts on Pokemon Detective Pikachu? What are your final thoughts?
Mewtwo was cool.
Okay,
I mean, it was stupid Mewtwo how they used him, but Mewtwo was cool.
He was cool, and he looked cool. They did a good job, like, translating him to live action. I thought it was good.
They made him, like, actually God, though.
Yeah, they made him ridiculously powerful, which I thought was weird, because, like, they did mention, like, he's the most powerful Pokemon ever. Yeah. And, like, literally right behind them, like, in that scene where they're talking about how
God Pokemon.
The statue of the fucking god, like, Arceus is right there.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, this Mewtwo is the most powerful.
Yeah, you know,
and it's
I've
like,
never
understood
bullshit. That about the Pokemon, because they keep adding this like extra layers of deity to the Pokemon, and it's like, okay, so Mew contains the DNA of every Pokemon because every Pokemon came from Mew. Do I understand that correctly?
That is correct, yes.
So does that mean that Mew was the first Pokemon ever, or does that mean that Mew was the first Pokemon created by Arceus, who created Pokemon?
Yeah, I think that Mew was the first Pokemon, I think that Mew is the prime ancestor of all of the non-legendary Pokemon. That's my interpretation.
So
that
the other legendaries Pokemon
are
separate,
like,
issues.
Their own separate thing. That would be my take on
so
that.
So like there was like wild Rayquazas out there before there was any regular Pokemon.
Oh, there's one Rayquaza. So Arceus is like, there's like a whole fan theory on this that I read one time. I can't remember all the details now, but Arceus is numero uno, and then, like, he created time, which is Dialga, and he created space, which is Palkia, and then, like, he created, like the world, which was, I don't even remember, one of them. Then he created darkness, which is Darkrai, and he created land, which is Groudon, and then you got Kyogre, which is the sea.
Okay, so all the Pokemon
Rayquaza,
are just
which is
avatars of the various representations of fundamental things, and they just get lower on the totem pole as you go down. Then,
yes, that is what I've read.
Okay, so
which is not like proven,
riddle me this
but
then: how can we have Pokemon that overlap in the same categories?
I don't know.
Like
what?
Come,
what specifically?
How come there's an Entei and a Moltres?
Maybe they're like lieutenants.
Maybe
they're
because
lieutenants
they didn't
in
invent
different
this stupid creation myth bullshit for their Pokemon world until it was way too late. Probably that one.
Yep.
Probably that
that's,
one.
That's probably way more likely, yeah. I'm just trying to justify. It's kind of like how Legend of Zelda has a timeline, but it makes no fucking
actually
sense.
It has three
and your
timelines,
life,
but let's not.
Yeah, there's three.
Let's not
I
pick
know,
that
but
shit
like,
apart. But yes,
there's like a whole canon to it that makes no fucking sense, and you should just not pay attention because it's not worth your time.
Right.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, I mean, I can appreciate what you were talking about, where it's like, okay, yeah, so there's different Pokemons, and there's one Pokemon for every fundamental rule of reality or whatever, and they kind of just sub got her as you go down to the point where they just control like one very specific facet of stuff. Like, does Jirachi control the fundamental universe force of wishes?
I think it's luck. I think that's what it is.
I thought that was Celebi.
Like, Oh, is that Celebi? No,
Celebi's the time one.
What is? No, yeah, Celebi is time, which is weird because isn't Dialga also time? Yes. So does Celebi work for Dialga?
Yes, or he's middle management.
And like,
okay, how about this?
And
then, like, Dialga is time god. Celebi is time angel.
Okay, and here's another one, right? Here's another one. Yveltal is chaos. Fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll just let that go. But the other one, what is it? Exernius?
The deer?
That is, yeah, the deer one? That's life. That's what that's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But you also have Mu, which is the original ancestor of all life. Mm-hmm. So did Exernius exist and then create Mu so that other things could then exist after that?
Maybe. Well, maybe he just made the Mu and thing. The Mu's all evolved into stuff. Maybe. But, well, okay, yeah. Well, actually, we also know, according to some text in the games, that Pokemon evolved from people.
Wait, what? I didn't know about that.
Because Abra was a person who turned into a Pokemon.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I did not know
so,
that.
So, that means that not only did Pokemon come from you, people came from you and then turned into Pokemon again. Or something. Or something. And also, there's those legendaries, like, there's those guys that are, like, half cloud, you know what I'm talking about? They have, like, people
Yeah.
Those guys definitely overlap with some elements as well. There's definitely a lightning one of those. Also, what about Regis of the Regi Rock and Steel and Ice? There's definitely some for Ice at the very least.
They have to be lieutenants of Groudon. Like, it's like, okay, Groudon's the lord of the land or whatever, but then, like, he couldn't do everything himself,
what
so
about...
he's just like, all right, so you're going to make rocks, and you're going to make steel, and this one's ice.
Okay,
Which is weird that ice is considered an elemental thing, like rock, steel,
but
ice.
Like,
it's like,
ice
all right.
Should be working for Articuno then.
But oh, actually, no. Wouldn't it work for when ice is just a variation of water? So wouldn't it be? So wouldn't Kyogre be like the general, and then you've got Regi, which is like handling ice on land, and then you've Regi ice that is, yep. And then you've got like Articuno, which is handling ice in like the sky.
He's like the snowbird. I can almost see that one, but. Then that's sky cloud territory, which should be somebody else's domain. So there's an awful
which is
lot
Rayquaza.
Of Venn diagram
Rayquaza is
interconnecting
the...
here.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. What about the big Regi, the triple Regi guy?
Regigigas?
Yeah.
That's an he's the like major general, I think that's less than an actual
he's the
general.
Very modern
and
of a modern major
guy,
general.
Yeah, and he's the guy who handles the Regis. And then the person who handles him is maybe Kyogre and Groudon together, like they both manage Regigigas, and then he manages the other Regis.
What about like the Papa Tupus of the world, or whatever those ones from the?
Oh yeah, those guys.
Yeah, those
yeah,
ones.
I don't even know what the fuck they are.
Guardians.
Yeah, I don't think that they are like anything. They just like they're like the fucking like very lowly. They're
yeah,
they're
but
the
there's
recruits.
Still only one of them. So like,
but yeah, specific to one island.
Right. But does
they're
that
just,
mean that every
have,
landmass? Has its own guardian thing. Like, does Groudon differentiate every piece of land to a different...
I would say yes.
Okay.
I would say yes.
All right. I mean, maybe. Who knows? So there's
like
a...
They're like the mayors.
Sure,
they're the mayors
sure. Does that mean that every body of water has its own thing? Because Kyogre has to do that, too, because not every body of water
probably.
Touches every other one.
Well, okay, there you go. I already got it. What are they like? Me Spirit and Uxie and, like, those guys. Those are lake spirits.
Oh,
so...
all right. There you go.
So there would presumably be other body of water spirits.
All right. Yeah. Now riddle me this. What about the alien Pokemon?
That would be... Okay. Agent of Chaos, which is Yveltal. There, you know, because, you know, if Earth is, like, ultimately, it's, like, you know, order, then space is disorder.
Well, hang on a minute. How come,
so that's
how come Earth is order?
I don't know. I'm just fucking guessing.
Well,
because
if there's alien
maybe...
Pokemon, because there was like, okay, there was the ones in the Sword and whatever, the other one, Sword and Shield. There was those guys, the aliens, like the ones that like crashed on the planet or whatever. There were those guys.
Oh,
there was
wait,
Deoxys.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was actually an alien.
Steve.
They were pretty clear about that.
Deoxys is. I think Deoxys is just a powerful alien. I don't think he's like some kind of elemental thing.
Okay.
I would just think he's just a big, powerful alien.
There's that. There's also alternate dimension Pokemon.
Yep, that's a thing as well.
So excluding the alternate dimension ones because that's just Pokemon from a different reality where there's probably a different Dialga or something. But mm-hmm. If there's alien Pokemon, that means that out there in the universe, our deity of Pokemon creation created other Pokemon life, which means mm-hmm. that not all Pokemon came from Mew, because not every Pokemon was made here on Earth where Mew is. And even if Mew was created by the life Pokemon, that means that there's not another life Pokemon on a different planet. You follow?
Well, okay. Well, maybe not. Mew is not around all the time, right? We only see him once in a while.
I think he's
very
like
rare,
basically, right?
What if he's like traveling around the galaxy, like creating life in different planets? Yeah, just laying eggs in different planets and shit.
I mean,
maybe
could be.
Yeah, we don't know.
But that seems odd that they would only have the. I mean, maybe the Mew. Okay, here we go. Mews are the fleet of populators. When life was created, they created a bunch of Mews to go out and spread that life around the cosmos. Mew is not actually from Earth. He was just an agent of the Pokemon that put Pokemon on the planet so that this one of many planets would have Pokemon on it. How about that?
Yeah, I'll accept that. Yeah, all right. Sure.
So that's fine, I guess, but does that mean that every planet has its own pantheon of Pokemon deities?
I would
say
yes.
Does every planet have the same ones then? If every Pokemon comes from Mew, except the legendary ones, maybe, because who knows, does that mean that every Pokemon has the exact same pantheon, or does that mean that every planet gets its own depending on what's there? Like, if you go to, like,
I would say every
Jupiter
planet gets its
or
own.
Saturn
my...
or wherever the hell it rains diamonds, is that a totally different set of Pokemon?
I would say that it's a different set of Pokemon, a different set of legendaries, representative of, like, the land masses and the water and shit of that planet. Yeah,
damn.
No, I would say that that's...
Pokemon is
there's a lot of Pokemon.
Complicated now.
I mean, also, I think we're just overthinking it, so... Just
actually, hang on. What's Ho-Oh the Pokemon of? He's the Pokemon of wishes. That son of a bitch.
Oh, shit. Him and Jirachi are going to duke it out.
Yeah, it's the same goddamn thing. You can't have two guys be in charge of wishes.
I got
what's
nothing
Lugia
for that
the
one,
Pokemon
Steve.
Pokemon of? Like the sky?
That's a good question.
Or like...
But doesn't he live in the ocean?
He does live in the ocean, but he flies.
I don't know what the fuck
so,
Lugia
like the,
would be.
The Pokemon of penguins? Or...
Yeah, sure.
Like Storm, maybe? I don't know. I'm not sure what
Storm,
he's all about.
Maybe, yeah. I can't answer that one. I have no idea.
That's...
Okay, we're going to get back to... I think we're going to head back to the...
I was having way more
Pikachu.
Fun talking about the hypotheticals of Pokemon reality than I was this movie.
All right. Go. What? All right. Fine. What are you gonna say? Go ahead.
No, that's fine. I'm just gonna mull over some more about what Pokemon really means.
Yeah, we're gonna get back to this one next week. We gotta like create like a whole Venn diagram list.
Oh,
thing
dude,
and, like,
I want to break it down
legendary.
Now. I want to find every Pokemon legendary and find out what they represent, so I can figure out like who's in charge of what, and see if I can unravel the mystery of the tapestry of Pokemon.
And then as soon as the next game comes out, it's going to be, you know, we have to somehow incorporate that into it, too.
Yeah.
So it's,
hey, wait a minute.
It's
are
a whole
unknowns
thing.
Legendary? No, right? Because there's
no,
a whole shitload of those?
Not. There's a whole shitload
of
those.
Yeah, so
those
don't
they're
count.
They're not legendary.
Okay.
No,
all right.
They don't count.
So that's, I don't have to worry about those then. Okay, thank God.
Yeah, you're good.
Hey, wait a minute. No, hang on again. Do you remember in the movie with Entei? Entei came to grant that little girl's wishes.
Oh shit! You're right.
So
wait. Was it actually an Entei, or was it? Didn't she like make her dad an Entei
wait a minute.
Or something?
He wasn't real Entei, though, was he?
It wasn't actually Entei. No.
Oh. Hmm.
So what even? Huh. What even? What? Who did that in that movie? Was it the unknown?
Yeah,
did they
I
do
think
that?
The unknown did that. They made an Entei for her with hidden power.
Yeah.
Which is the old. It had to be hidden power because it's the only move unknown can learn. So,
yeah.
So hidden that's power a, can make Enteis out of the blue.
That's fucking hidden
that's
ass
an odd
power.
One. I that's fucking bananas. But
okay, it's not a true Entei. It's just like a facsimile.
Yeah,
one.
I mean
it's
they
like
made
an
like a fake representation of an Entei, but the Entei that they made thought he was Entei.
It's a photocopy.
Yeah, but they created a conscious, like believing itself to be Entei. You know, like. They created life effectively, and the unknown created a new Entei. Which, if there are only one of each legendary, they created a god.
That's true.
Or at the very least, like a god,
an almost
a demigod
god.
Or something.
God. Like, yeah, I would say, or demigod, I could argue. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
So does that mean that the unknown have the power of creation as long as they're in large enough numbers, or can they just make facsimiles of life? And if that's the case, can they make a facsimile of the god Pokemon creator to create his own facsimile universe, or would the facsimile universe be real?
No. I think that it's just a poor representation. I don't think that the Entei that we see in that movie is like an Entei at full power. It just looks and sounds like an Entei, but I don't think it's a true Entei.
I mean, we never saw an actual Entei, like, ever, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't actually know, but, like, I have a feeling that if they were dealing with an actual Entei, it would be a lot more difficult to deal with, you know what I mean?
It's not like they had an easy time with it or anything.
Well, I mean, I guess, but...
And, like, they didn't beat Mewtwo in the Mewtwo movie either, did they?
No, they didn't.
I mean, he was fighting
Mewtwo. Just left.
And then Ash turned to a stone, and then he just called it quits and made that super baller quote about, what you do with life and all that. And it's like, oh, okay. So I guess maybe you just can't beat the powerful Pokemon. It just can't be done, maybe.
Mm-hmm. No,
wait a minute.
Know.
Nope. In the Jirachi movie, they also cloned a Groudon, but like... A failed Groudon,
It was
like made of those tentacles from Spirited Away, or Princess Mononoke. That one. What's the one with the pig?
Yeah. That would be Spirited Away.
Okay, Spirited Away.
I think. Yeah, that's Spirited.
No, wait, no, that's the mask guy. Fuck it, whatever. One of those Studio Ghibli movies. Anyway, one of those things, and it was like made of that, so it wasn't a real Groudon. It just kind of looked like one. So that's fine. I guess that doesn't matter. But I, you know what? I'm gonna stop here before I get too.
Yeah,
into...
I think we should stop before we're there. This is a rabbit hole.
Did you ever see the episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation when they cloned Klingon Jesus?
Nope.
No, of course you didn't. But they did that.
No, because Star Trek is boring.
Okay,
Steve.
Well, you can just suck the fattest part of my cock, Adam. But in that episode, they cloned Kalis, who is Klingon Jesus, and it was actually a clone of him taken from his blood, and he thought he was him, and they gave him the memories, but. Then it was like,
but it wasn't
it's
actually.
Really weird because it's like, you don't go around cloning Jesus, dude. That's not cool. Anyway.
Okay.
Pokemon was okay.
Detective Pikachu. It was okay. What number would you give Detective
Five.
Pikachu, Steve? Five. Can I get a 5.5?
Yes.
Slightly above average.
Yes. 5.5 for you.
All right. I'll take it. I will take it. All right. Okay. So official rating is 5.5. Not great, but hey, could have been a lot worse. And still the best video game movie.
Well, obviously you haven't seen Tomb Raider then.
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's okay, those movies are dog shit. Don't even bother. What about
right.
this?
Oh my god.
The fuck's it called?
I mean, I've seen Assassin's Creed. That's not very good.
Oh man, yeah, that's the worst of them all.
Warcraft, is that what you're going to say?
Oh, that's also bad.
I haven't seen it, so
I
don't know.
I think the general consensus is Riddick is good, but, like, the games are way better than the films are.
Okay, all right, Steve. We're ending this
okay,
now.
Sorry.
We're doing
if you
this.
Would also like to know more about the Pokemon universe, tune in next episode when I have my list ready.
Oh God, here we go. All right, so those are the complaints this week. If you can't complain, share it with your friends. Bye!